It's Shake and Bake, and I help.
I met her at the Burger King. Fell up outside the machine.
Hey, where's the meat?
We have the meat.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
This is Heartburn Honeys with Jason and Stephanie and food.
You ate it, Ralph.
That's the option.
All right, here we are, folks. We are, this is an official Honeys taste test. We are doing, it's not blind.
It's a competition.
We are pitting the Aldi lime. What is the official name? The frozen
popsicle,
frozen fruit bar. Aldi lime versus Outshine lime.
Now notice that the light shines totally through the Aldi one. You can see the stick.
Mm-hmm. That means probably more water.
Yeah. All right, I'm just going to lick this one side of this one, and then I'll hand it off to you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a big deal.
No, it's not. But so this isn't bad. This tastes like if you get the real lime,
mm-hmm.
the squeezy juice.
All right.
This tastes more like real lime, I think, but this might actually be sweeter.
Yeah, it's a little sweeter, definitely. This one, the Outshine is sweeter a bit. The Aldi is more, it's got more of that bitter.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Yeah, I like that too. But I like,
the thing
is also
delicious. I like both of them.
I like them both pretty equally.
I'm sorry, I know everyone here wanted to probably hear like some knockdown, drag out, you know, no, my choice is better, no, my choice is better, you know.
They're both really good in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Arby's sauce.
Yep.
I'm just going to finish this one.
Yeah, I'll finish this. Yeah, I have five more in there.
Oh, we need to do more like gross mm-hmm. food sounds.
Yeah, we should do something tomorrow, too. I don't know what. I mean, if you want to go get a certain thing at a certain frozen dessert place.
For a minute, I was like, what are you talking about? But yeah, we could do that.
We're also going
to the taco place.
Yes, yes, we are.
The build your own taco place.
We could talk about that, too, at some point.
Yeah, we've got a friend dinner.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's nice to do a taste test where we like both things.
Mm-hmm.
And one isn't hot garbage.
And on top of that, I have the small Outshines. I bought the cherry, grape, and tangerine flavors.
Those are good too, mm-hmm. the little ones.
Tangerine is good. The grape is, you know, I mean, the grape is the grape. I mean. That tastes like Welch's grape juice in
frozen
form.
Yeah, it reminds me of being a kid and like taking a chomp out of the concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
And really annoying my parents.
I've not tried a cherry one yet, so.
I don't think I've had one of those yet either.
I'm willing to bet it tastes more like, you know, like a real cherry than it does that fake cherry flavor, like popsicle. Even though I do like the cherry popsicles.
There's a place for that. So I'm going to make a bold statement.
Mm-hmm.
The lime Aldi bar
mm-hmm.
might be the only Aldi bar that competes.
I think you're right.
And I think mango is second. And I think that's a texture thing because it's nice and dense.
Mm-hmm.
But the strawberry
I haven't tried
cannot compete.
I don't think I've tried the strawberry yet.
Really? I think that was the first one I tried.
I'll have to look next time I go to the store.
Aldi also has a nice line of, like, vegan ice cream.
Mm.
Textured.
Oh, they also have the other one that they had that I did not pick up because I kind of wanted my lime and my strawberry. And I also knew I was getting Outshine bars, but they had pineapple at Aldi.
Oh, that's good. That has the chunks in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So I don't know if Canada gets... Does Canada have Aldi? I don't even know.
Probably.
If you do, go grab the lemon and lime frozen fruit bars.
Yeah, it's German owned.
Mm-hmm.
So I know they're in other countries. I don't know why they would be in North America and not be in Canada.
Yeah, I know. So, hey, Canadians, let me know. Do you have Aldi up there?
If not...
Or do you have Lidl?
Hmm. I hear Lidl's awesome. It's a discount Aldi.
Lidl is going to be in the U.S. soon.
What? Where?
So far, West Coast.
Ugh, they got everything. They got Safeway.
I know. But...
They got Alpha Beta.
They want to compete. They're competing with Aldi. And they want Aldi.
Well, you know what we have is Meijer.
Mm-hmm. So. So yeah, this is really good. Yep. And yeah, by the way, we're recording this on Friday. I know it's unusual for us to see each other on a Friday without other friends around. Usually I'm among the harem on Fridays when we see each other.
Yeah, we're doing a gig or something.
So, but this week, Wednesday was, the weather was pretty sketchy, so.
Generally speaking, this week's been cattywampus for me. I've had a lot of external appointments and things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Wednesday being, like, all... The weather being all weird on us, it was like, is it gonna pour down on us, or is it gonna be, you know, is it gonna? And here's the thing: the yellow blobs that there is a yellow blob heading right for Parma. It split and went right on either side of me.
Well, like, we got enough rain to have some standing water everywhere, so.
We all know how I feel about standing water.
Yeah, people bitch about winter.
Mm-hmm.
Winter's fine. Winter's usually consistent. Spring makes me insane.
Mm-hmm. But, so...
It's like that guy you know you shouldn't date, but you keep getting seduced by him. And you're like, oh, the weather's so nice, it's so nice, it's so pretty. And then, boom, 9 tornadoes.
I'm sitting right here. Come on.
And then the next day, you're like, man, but that guy.
You're going to wake up tomorrow morning and be like, damn, that guy.
He's so hot, but he is using a fake Irish accent.
Oh, that's not me. I am neither of those things.
He's so hot, but he's a mall Santa. He's so hot, but I accidentally shit his bed last time I slept over.
You're unloading a lot of baggage here on the Heartburn Honeys podcast.
I am going to say that I am telling other people's stories. And you can determine amongst yourselves whose stories you think they are. I will take those secrets to the grave. To the group chat.
We all know that. So, yeah, anyway, should we do a full wrap-up on this, or should we wait till tomorrow?
It truly doesn't matter.
You know what? Happy snacking, everyone.
Later, taters.
All right, here we are. We're in Stephanie's car instead of in my house or her kitchen or something, or in my car. And I'm going to let you open it. We are having a candy bar, Twix cookie dough flavor. Thank you.
You got this at the Walgreens.
Boy, had these things gotten small?
I don't know.
It smells like a Twix bar,
this
really.
This is the fun size, not the full size.
So. I mean. Basically, it tastes like an uncooked cookie on top of a baked cookie.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate. It also smells like it should be fruity. There's like a fruity smell.
I think that's the chocolate.
It's good.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have that texture. And now I like the caramel texture, but the texture is different than the regular caramel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You want a napkin so you're not putting...
Please. Ah, wipes.
Yeah, here's a secret. I'll use yours when you're done. Keep clean wipes in your car.
You know what? I should do that. I have a couple packs at home. Because, you know, you're not supposed to flush them. They're not flushable.
Yeah, these are just like, they're like slightly soapy wipes. There's nothing antibacterial or anything about them. So you can use them anywhere on your body. It's good to have in your car.
So what are we up to?
We're taking a side quest before we go to dinner at Barrio tonight. Because I was bored and oversaturated with Jonathan Frakes.
Yeah, we were watching Factor Fiction.
And it's a beautiful day, and it's not super warm, but not super cool.
Right.
So I thought maybe we could do a quick Pokemon Go walk along Lake Erie up here.
Mm-hmm.
Before we head to the restaurant, which sure. is about 20, 30 minutes away if we count in finding parking.
Yeah, we have, it's 20 to 6 now, so.
Oh, I gotta start my car. I'm still not used to the push button.
So, yeah, we'll be back in a little bit.
Sorry, we got a Goldilocks situation.
Perfect point to start the recording. Yeah. So, hi everyone.
Hola.
We're in Steph's kitchen. She just made us a lovely potato dish.
It's a recipe I'm recreating from Every Plate, which I got a heavy discount on through work. So it's a loaded potato wedge.
Mm.
And the original recipe called for ground pork, but ground pork was expensive. And ground turkey was on sale, so we made it with that. And it's got like Southwest seasoning, quick pickled red onions,
mm-hmm.
and then a lime cream sauce.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was, of the meals I tried, this one was the standout best, and cheap and easy to make at home. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so how's it been going? I mean, we took the dogs to the vet.
We did. That was that went better than I thought it would.
both dogs are you know, they're getting on in years, but they're
old. They're old men.
But they're in good shape.
Yeah, surprisingly, that's the thing is, considering how old they are. And some of their underlying nonsense, they do okay.
Yeah, I noticed that. So after this segment, you're going to get two more segments because, I never posted the last two segments. I have no idea what they are anymore. I'm not even gonna bother listening to it.
Popsicle taste test.
Mm. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. We compare the Outshine Lime to Aldi's house brand lime. So, that should be thrilling.
Yeah, we're on a real strong budget here at the Heartburn Honeys HQ.
Yeah, since the last episode people heard, which I think it might have been the Monday before the two segments. Oh yeah. I got a new car.
It's a lot quieter than the old car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think there is a segment in there. Yeah, I think there's a segment from we're driving because we took a ride somewhere and I think we recorded it. So I think it is actually the second segment you're gonna hear. But yeah, so I got a Kia Forte, 2024.
Forte means loud.
Mm-hmm. So I got a Kia Loud, which is actually much quieter than my old car. What else?
I played for a Doomsday Cult.
Yay!
They gave us Panera gift cards. I wonder if they were excited about the rapture today.
I'm not sure. So which, what are they Seventh Day?
Yep.
I think they're the ones, they're one of the groups that is looking, they're looking for the red heifer, the flawless red heifer.
They're all about the second coming. I asked Pastor Dave about it, because I was like, God, these people were so nice and loving, and their philosophy about education was actually very progressive, and he said that they came out of Methodists. Mm. So they will be the loveliest Doomsday cult you'll ever meet.
So, I've looked up the red heifer because I, you know, doing the Bible project like I have been. I ran across it in the Bible, and yeah, I went through. It's just another ritual. You know, it's a purification ritual involving the blood and the slaughter of a flawless red heifer. And I'm like, why does this stand out among all the other, you know, all the other rituals in the Bible? And I had to look it up, and I think it was from a Jewish news source. They explained it that, you know, there are groups that believe because when you read the Bible and you get a ritual, a ritual is described, the next section or chapter will actually describe the ritual being done. And
like a cooking blog. Yeah. So you read the story of the recipe, and then you get how to make the recipe.
Thank you. Yes. That's easy enough. Well, the ritual of the red heifer does not have that one. It does not have, you know, the actual ritual being performed.
Because that happens in the holiest of holies, and no one, like, no journalists are allowed.
I guess? I don't know.
You know, like in the inner sanctum of the temple where only the priests were allowed, which makes me think they were humping that cow.
But that, you know, yes, you've rendered me speechless.
I mean, why else wouldn't you allow people in there? It's gotta be weird sex stuff.
Who knows? Maybe. I mean, at this point, I wouldn't doubt anything. But no, the reason this is such a big deal to both some fringe Jewish sects and especially a lot of the fringe Christian sects is because the ritual wasn't actually performed in the Bible. So, it must mean that, you know, this thing hasn't been found yet, so now, We have to find it.
Do you ever wonder, you know, we write down sometimes to-do lists and how we did things so we remember. Do you ever think about anthropologists years in the future finding our stuff and over-ascribing importance to things like, you know, when I write down how to hand wash socks or something. Mm-hmm. They're like, this is the ritual of the merino wool socks. But it's really just that I'm a dumbass and will forget and put them in the dryer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do people decide where the... I suppose if the more people talk about something, the more important you would think of it. But, you know, we all have washing instructions on our clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine if, you know, when human beings extinct ourselves because we're idiots, another culture finding us and being like, wow, the ritual of what to put on your body. And they wouldn't be wrong. That is important. You know, that's how we describe our social class and our beliefs and values through our clothing. But what if they thought the important part wasn't the message our clothing projected, but whether or not we were using cold water on our brights?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about, but I did think of another piece of idiocy. Imagine we all go extinct, and aliens, you know, some advanced civilization finds artifacts and they find a ladder. A modern, you know, like a modern ladder from us today. They're going to take one look at that ladder. They're going to read all those warning stickers on the side and be like, whoa, we know what killed this culture.
They won't be wrong. My parents, their ladder needs a warning sticker that says warning filled with ants.
But no, I'm kind of doing a little reading to start here, but I want to get into, and I should put on the last Bible post, is there's got to be humor in the Bible, you know, like.
Oh, there absolutely is.
I mean, there is.
The part where they're running to the tomb,
mm-hmm.
and they mention that they just, like, leave Peter behind, because they all ran much faster than him.
But
all the diss tracks and the psalms.
But it's, you know, and I was reading about it, and, you know, like Jewish scholars say, oh, absolutely, there's humor in the Bible. The problem is, you know, it doesn't translate, you know, and it doesn't translate to today. Right? It might, you know, if you know the time that it was told in, and it makes sense. You know, all the Bible is literature. It's writing, and I've been watching a...
Some of it's better than others.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
John was the J.R.R. Tolkien of the apostles.
Loved bread.
God, I had to read out loud from him the other day, and it wasn't as much bread.
Excuse me.
It wasn't so bread-centric, but it was all about vines. Like, he was in his gardening phase. So, I think John was on the spectrum. But he was like, so, if you love someone but don't know them, then you don't love them. But if you know them but don't love them, then you actually love them. But then, in amongst this was the whole vine thing, where, like, you are a vine and you will put forth roots, but sometimes you have to prune the vine. And I was cold reading this. I was filling in for someone, and I got halfway through, and I was like, oh my god. You're on a vine right now. I felt like I was reading Lovecraft. Like, what if Lovecraft went to therapy and was less racist, maybe racist in different ways, and also trying to not be a pessimist? Then you got Luke. And he's like, so a thing happened. Anyway.
And Mark, you know, I mean, Mark is the first gospel written. Matthew and Luke copied off of him.
Yeah, they waited for Mark to get done so they knew where the bar was set.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it was like when what's-his-face, old Abraham Stoker and Mary Percy Shelley and Lord Byron were all bored, and they were like, we should do a competition. Like, they were just drunk on opiates. And we're like, we should see who could write the best gospel.
I have no idea.
I think it was like the Midnight Club. If there was a rapture today, no doubt I'm being left behind.
Yeah, by the way, as we're recording this, it's supposed to be Rapture Day.
I did not again, hear but, any trumpets.
But now, the same person, one of the same people who said that the rapture is today has now rescheduled it for June 22nd.
It's like a millennial keeps scheduling the rapture, and they're like, actually, today's no good. Can I cancel? Oh, speaking of why we wanted it to be rescheduled. Not that we don't wish for the end of days, because we are, in a way, our own little doomsday cult. But we are going to old-timey wrestling tonight.
This is what? This is like 1920s style, isn't
it? Yeah, so Mandy and I have each been, but to different shows. Mm. And we saw different things, but the vibe is the same. So half the crowd will be dressed like in WWE wrestling shirts and things, and half the crowd will be dressed like they're, you know, gin runners. And it's going to be beautiful.
I'm going to be dressed probably in one of my, maybe my alien shirt. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Well, we're going to have to try to stick to the back because we're going to have two tall people in our group.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier for the short people to adapt than for the tall people.
And I'm assuming it's going to be in the ballroom and they're just going to do chairs around a ring.
The one that I went to is, yeah, just flat chairs.
Okay. Because, well, the beach one ballroom only has, you know, it's just a floor.
Yeah, it's just a floor. But yeah, it's a good time. You get to yell out things like horse feathers and poppycock.
Now I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so we didn't want to get raptured because the tickets weren't super cheap. Because they, of course, there's like a huge processing fee tacked onto that.
Of course there is.
Oh, and someone signed me up for a dating site.
Oh.
That happened.
Well, that's great. I hope you meet Mr. Wright.
So, well, it's funny because we've just been watching Ashley Madison, and I got an email that said, welcome to whatever, I forget the name, it begins with a Z.
Zusk.
Thank you. Yeah, and I was like, I did not sign up for this. Did Jason do this and use my email address?
Why the hell would I do that?
Well, there are a number of Stephanies, people with my name, who use my email address. So either they typo it when they're putting it in somewhere, or in the case of one of the Stephanies I actually called, because she was sending me her tax documents, I actually called the number, and I was like, hey, you need to stop sending your tax documents to my email. You're lucky you got it to me, and I'm not a scammer, but oh my god, what are you doing? And she said, well, my name's Stephanie Tyler, it has to be my email address. I'm like, that's not how email works. And you are sending all your personal information to me, a stranger. And she kept arguing that it was her email address. And I was like, lady, put your grandson on the phone.
Yeah, put on.
So she did. And I was like, please explain this to your grandmother. And he said, I'll try. And I still sometimes get their stuff. So I was like, maybe this is another Stephanie. So then I was like, what I can do to see if someone's trying to do a prank is go to the website, hit password reset, have the new password link sent to my email, and log on and see. But then when I went to the site, it's a paid site. So I'm not going to do that if someone's paid money.
Right.
And I think it's unlikely someone would pay $30 a month just to mess with me.
Yeah, no. Is that paid for everyone or just men?
I didn't look.
Because usually men have to pay for dating sites and women don't. Well, that's how Ashley Madison won.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. I'm just, I understand why, too, but it is funny.
And I only know... I only know that about Ashley Madison because we're watching the documentary.
Well, if for some reason someone you know is using this site and they send you a screenshot and say, what's your girlfriend doing on this site, then I will know to investigate. But if you were going to mess with me, you wouldn't also use my email address.
No.
So.
No, I'd definitely use jfletch1 at theshowhole.com.
Which would come straight to me anyway, yeah. But it was just awkward timing. Mm-hmm. As like,
I should sign you up for Horse Fancier magazine. That email.
I was like, did Jason do a prankaroo? I was so proud of you for a hot second.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but no, I did not sign you up for a dating site.
So, but then you brought up the real possibility of what if that Stephanie is like, let's take this offline to our private emails, and then gives out my private email. Directly.
Mm-hmm. And then you're getting
saucy messages?
Saucy messages and pictures.
I am absolutely going to run with that and have fun with it if it happens. And I don't mean that I'm going to meet odd men for dates, because that would be unfair. But it does mean that I'm going to ask them questions, like Jonathan Frakes on that show Factor Fiction. Oh. Have you ever seen a baby kangaroo in its mother's pouch? Have you ever accidentally put on two different shoes? Have you ever wondered why our hair keeps growing after we die?
Eat. you are talking and
to take a breather.
Oh. I finished because I'm... Well, I didn't have anything today. I had coffee. That was it. Because then I had to leave the house. Yeah, what else is going on? Not much. I'm going to finally get my loan... my car loan payment information. I remember when you got a payment book.
Yeah, you got coupons.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad we don't do that anymore. Well, you could probably request it if you're not online. Because, they want their money.
Some agencies still use coupons. If you have a levy or something, that's still very much a practice.
But, yeah, what else? What else have we done? I don't know.
We haven't amped up into fest season yet.
No, not yet. It's early. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm tired now.
Yeah. Well, we can end this.
Yeah.
Should have ended it before I started talking about what I would do to men on a dating site.
So... So, anyway, folks, stay tuned for the next couple segments here, and happy snacking, everyone.
Later, taters.